Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Who are you?
First of all, are we good day to you, ma'am. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
What? I've never been called by eBay before. Why are you calling me from eBay?
Because, ma'am, last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 918, we have requested to charge you $299 for purchasing JB Hi-Fi gift card from eBay. So we give you the
absolutely card. Not. That is absolutely not me.
Oh, that's not you, ma'am?
Absolutely not me.
Alright, is there anyone in your family member who can send this purchase on your behalf?
No. No, they've all got their own money and they wouldn't make a stupid purchase like that anyway.
Alright, and could you please let me know that, do you know any person from the America? Because we can see that the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So do you know any
absolutely
person from the America?
No. No, I don't know. Absolutely not. So somebody's trying something out. Hey, tell me, the card, what, oh, this is eBay, isn't it? Now, is that PayPal or is it a credit card?
I said PayPal, ma'am.
PayPal?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, they're trying to rob me. That's the truth.
All right. So we got the confirmation from your side that there's no such order that you have placed. This might be a completely case of a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas might get your information somehow from the internet, and they have done this to steal your money, all right? So, ma'am, right now, what we need to do, first of all, we will generate a 9-digit cancellation ID for you. After that, we can simply cancel the transaction, and then we will simply go to the account.
Can you speak slowly? Because I can't follow what you're saying when you speak so fast.
All right. What I'm saying, ma'am, right now, what we need to do, we need to generate the 9-digit cancellation ID for you. With the help of that, we're going to simply log your eBay account. And after that,
now,
we're going to provide you...
Hang on. You said cancellation ID, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
ma'am.
Are you... Number?
Sorry, come again?
Are you going to give me... Just getting something to write down.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to provide you a cancellation ID. After that, we're going to simply block that eBay account, and then we will provide you a security. With the help of the security, no other person can get access to your personal information and will harm you in future again, all right? Did you get my point here?
Look, you're going to have to speak slower than that. I can't see you, so it's very hard for me to know what you're saying.
All right. What I'm saying, ma'am, we have to, provide you a security. With the help of that security, your personal information will be get secured and no other person in future will get the chance to access your personal information and will try to harm you, all right?
Now, if you give me that number and I'll ask you for it, does that mean that in the future when I make eBay purchases, I'll have to use the number?
No, you don't need to do anything, ma'am. We will guide you up to how to cancel this order, all right? So first of all, just confirm
that, ma'am. You said you will guide me. What?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You will guide me?
Yes, ma'am.
You will guide me where?
Yes, ma'am. We will guide you to cancel this order and provide you a security, all right?
Yeah.
All right. So for that, could you please let me know, ma'am, the phone, for going online, what are the device do you use? like this.
Hang on, what are you saying? What do you want?
I'm saying that for going online, what are the other devices do you use? Like, do you use any kind of cell phone, computer, or laptop?
What? You want to know something about the computer or the cell phone or the laptop?
No, I'm asking that from which device, like from which device you go online.
Oh, well, it might be the laptop, it might be the phone. Why?
All right, so we will provide you a cancellation ID into your cell phone, ma'am. All right, so could you just let me know the cell phone which you're using right now, is it an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone?
It's not Apple.
That means it's an Android one. All right. Now, ma'am, first of all, do a thing. Put my call on speaker.
It's on speaker, but I still have trouble hearing it.
All right. And after that, ma'am, simply come back to your normal home page.
Come back to what?
Come back to your normal home page, ma'am. Come back to your normal home screen.
On the phone or the...
On the cell phone.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so that we can provide you the security and the cancellation ID, all right?
And does that cancel my cell phone?
No. We will provide you a 9-digit cancellation ID, and we will also provide you a security so that no other person can get access to your personal information without your knowledge and without your authorization. All right,
give me what you need to give me.
Yeah, so right now, ma'am, open up the Play Store on your cell phone. Open up the Play Store.
Open up what?
The Play Store on your cell phone, ma'am. The Play Store.
Play Store?
Yes, ma'am, so that we can provide you security, all right?
Yes.
And madam, let me tell you one more thing. First of all, you need to calm down, all right? You need to calm down.
No, look. Now, I'm perfectly calm, but I have to keep getting you to clarify. You have an unusual accent, and you speak very fast. So don't
all
you
right.
tell me to calm down.
All right. Just hold on for a second, ma'am. Let me transfer this call to my senior supervisor. He will guide you in a better manner, all right?
Are you there?
Okay, now what you need to on your cell phone screen, could you please let me know?
Hey, can you speak slowly?
Okay. Just hold for a moment, just hold. Now, are you on your Play Store application now?
Yeah.
At the very top on the Play Store, what do you see at the very top?
Well, I see a menu line. Why?
Do you see a search option, search for apps and games, anything like that?
Yes.
Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now, I will help you out first of all for getting the cancellation ID of the fraudulent charge. So, type over here, A as an apple, A.
What's this got to do with somebody trying to buy something off someone in California trying to buy gift cards on my credit card? On my PayPal, I don't get this at all. I'm not even sure you're not a scammer.
This is a recorded line, madam, so I'm not going to ask you any of your personal or financial information over the call. I'm just going to help you out to block those persons and cancel this purchase.
Yeah, well, I've asked you to cancel it. What else do I have to do?
From my end, it is not possible. That is the reason I'm asking you to generate the cancellation ID. Because from my end, it is not possible.
All right, okay. Now, I've got to
say,
Apple.
Then N as in November, and
N.
Y as in yellow, Y.
D
as in David, D.
The.
Now, what is the first option came up, madam?
Any desk.
Click on that one, correct. Through that right now, you will get the cancellation ID. Do you see the install option on that any desk, the green color box installed?
Yes, I see it.
Click on that one.
Yes.
Now, after that, do you see option coming up which is open? When you see open comes up, let me know.
Well, it's still loading. Open. Okay?
Yes, click on open.
Yes. And now comes privacy statement.
Yes, click on OK. Click on OK.
Well, actually, something's happened. Agree. Knox license activation, what's that?
Yeah, click on agree and continue. Click on that one.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
Yeah. Now I'm back to an install page.
Click on the install. Now, you need to go back to your home screen. Did you click on install, madam?
Yeah, well, it's still loading.
Yeah. Leave that as it is. Do not do anything. It will come up automatically. What you need to do, you need to come back to your home screen, like your regular app. There will be an app which says AnyDesk. Could you please open it up? Come back to your home screen.
Oh, yes, it's there. I open up?
Open it up.
Yeah. Now
what can,
okay.
What can you see? What can you see? Read me.
Button activation.
Cancel. Click on cancel.
You can abort the tutorial. Oh.
Yes, you need to click on the flashing area, the flashing circles again and again. Until and unless you see a number. Click on the flashing areas.
Now I've got a 9-digit number. Does that mean anything?
Yes, read me back the number first.
303-221-706.
Correct me if I'm wrong, madam. It's 303-221-706. That's correct?
Correct.
That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, it is still flashing over there. Do you see the
still flashing?
Yes, click on
still the flashing. Click on the flashing, all right?
Yes. And below the number, if you see any option comes up that says set password, let me know.
It says remote address.
Click on the flashing.
Still flashing.
Yes.
Still flashing. Remote address. Now, what do I do when it says remote address?
Now, just below the number, do you see any option which says set password? Just below that number.
Yes.
Click on the set password. A password has been generated. You need to put the password. Now, are you in the security page?
Am I what?
Are you in the security page at the top? Do you see security?
Yes. Interactive access.
Now, little bit scroll down. You need to little bit go down. And you will see an option called permission profiles. In a single line, it says permission profiles. Just look.
Yes.
Click on that. Now, after that,
yes.
What is the third option? What is the third option?
Full access.
Click on that one. Now, after that, again, the third option, which says blank checkbox, which says enable unattended access. Click on that enable unattended, the checkbox.
Yes.
Now, it will be asking for a password. That's correct?
Yes.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase, madam. It will be eBay. E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y.
7890.
7890. Yes.
Now click on OK.
Yes.
Now, if you see a security warning comes up, it will be from the eBay server. If you see an option called Start Now, you need to click on Start Now.
Start recording or casting with any desk. Start Now.
Yes, click on.
Yes.
Now, if you see any option comes up over there which says Close, click on Close.
No, it says Permission Profile.
Yeah, right bottom of that box, there is an option which says
Close. Oh, Close.
Yes, click on the Close. Now, on the left top corner, there will be an arrow pointing backwards, madam. At the top security,
yes.
Click on the arrow.
Yes.
Now, what can you see? Tell me.
Any desk connection established, eBay Secure Server,
okay.
Is now viewed. So in other words, you are remotely viewing what I've got on my screen.
No, it is connected to the security network because your IP is being used by those fraudulent persons, madam. Let me show you who are the persons from where the IP is getting compromised right now. Go back to your home screen and open up the Google Chrome.
Open up what?
Google Chrome, the Chrome browser.
Google?
Yes, Google, correct.
Oh, Chrome. Chrome.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Open up a new page.
New tab.
Yeah. Now type on the search bar, type over there my, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
My.
Then give a space.
Space.
Then number one.
One.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says my 1P address location, California?
Yeah, yes, I see that.
Click on that one. Now, at the beginning, you were told that your IP address is used by those fraudulent persons from California. You can get to see that your IP address will be showing you 66.249.66.39. That's correct?
I can see that.
Yes, and what is the IP location?
Well, it's saying Mountain View, California, which is clearly wrong.
Yes, so that's the reason you can see, ma'am, your IP is being used by those fraudulent persons who are misusing your information in right every time, okay, from the California. They have got into your cell phone. So right now we have to check everything one by one and have to put the security and block those persons from your IP, okay, permanently. So what
yeah.
you need to do, you need to first of all check your email. First of all check your email and just confirm me, did you receive any email from eBay? Any confirmation of our order placed or not? Let me know.
Well.
Today.
Not here. Maybe it's on my laptop, I don't know. Because I have different emails on my
okay, first
laptop.
Check the email. First check the email from this cell phone.
Yeah, well.
Do you see any email from eBay?
No.
Okay. Maximum time for online activity, which device you usually use? Like your cell phone you use or your computer maximum time do you use for online activities?
Is that a question?
Yes, I'm asking you that question.
You're asking me?
Yes.
Well, I use it all day, right?
Which device? Your laptop or your cell phone maximum time?
Oh, both of them?
Both of them. Okay, not a problem. Now, did you check your email? Okay, now, you are in front of the computer right now, that's correct? Laptop?
I am.
Open up your laptop first.
I'm in my email on my laptop. What am I looking
for? Do not log into your email because right now you are not connected to the secure network. So what you need to do first, open up a Google Chrome from your laptop.
Well, I don't use Google Chrome.
Do you use Microsoft Edge?
No.
Do you use Safari?
I've got Edge here.
Edge. Open up the Edge.
Yeah.
Now, on the Edge at the very top, like at the very top, do you see the address bar at the very top?
Download Microsoft Edge mobile app.
No. How do you search? Which browser do you use, madam? Do you use Google Chrome
Firefox, or
do you use Microsoft Edge? Firefox. Open up the Firefox.
Well, it's open anyway.
Okay. Now, at the very top, type on the Firefox. I will help you out, first of all, for getting the security ID on the laptop as well, like you did on the cell phone. So type over there,
www.anydesk,
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K,
anydesk.com. Yeah, I hope you're not a scammer, because if you are, I'm stuck.
No, ma'am, I'm not going to ask you any of your personal or financial info. I'm just going to help you out to put the security and block those persons from your IP location.
Okay. Well, now, AnyDesk, access now. Access any device.
Now, do you see download now just below that? Click on that download now.
Yes.
Now, after that, do you see any file came up which says anything, save file or anything like that? Open file.
It says version 7.1 out now. What is new?
Sorry?
It says, access any device anytime from anywhere, always secure and fast. It says download now.
Click on download now, and after giving the click on download now, what can you see?
All platforms, all devices.
Do you see the file came up on the right top corner, on the left down bottom corner, anywhere? Any file came up?
I don't know. V7.1.8, 4.4 megabytes.
No, just hold for a moment. Give a click on the download now in the middle. Do you see the download now in the middle?
It says download again.
Yes, click on that one. Now, at the right top corner, do you see any file came up which says anydesk.exe?
Yes.
Click on that anydesk.exe. Click on that one.
Oh, dear.
Now, what comes up?
My address.
Yes.
319-856-929.
856-929. It's 319-856-929. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a password has been also generated for the computer. So right next to that number, there is a lock symbol, a black color lock. Do you see that lock?
Yeah.
Click on that lock.
Yeah.
Now the password, it is asking for a password, that's correct?
It is.
Yeah, the password will be like the same, EBAY7890.
EBAY7890. Yeah.
Now, confirm it.
EBAY7890. So, yeah.
Hit on apply. Did you hit on apply?
Yeah. And now it shows.
Tell me.
Interactive access.
Yes. Now just hold for a moment. Again, from the security server of eBay, you will receive a security warning coming up. If you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
I've got Windows Defender Firewall.
Yes. Now you will see an option called Allow. Click on Allow. Click on Allow on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after giving the click on Allow, you will see an option called anything at the left top corner which says new session. Click on the new session.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after that, you will see an option called Install AnyDex. Like on the cell phone, you give a click on Install. Here also, give a click on Install AnyDex.
It sounds as though...
Click on Accept and Install. Right now, I will show you the from the computer. Click on Yes after that. There will be option coming up. Yes, click on that one. Now, on your computer right now, those fraudulent persons are misusing your information. And the laptop which you are using, is that a work laptop or is a personal laptop?
It's my laptop.
It's your laptop.
It's personal, yes.
Okay. So, did you click on Accept and Install?
Yeah. And it's come up again.
Click on Yes. And after that, what
comes
up, let me know.
Can you see my screen? Have you got a mimic screen, have you?
No, madam. I am right now a blind person helping you out. I am a technician here, so that is the reason I know every step by step.
All right. Now, security.
Yeah, do you see any option, don't install, click on don't install.
All right.
Yes, now just hold for a moment. Now, while the time, what you need to do, you need to simply check your email from your computer as well.
Wow.
Just
my email.
Yes.
My email will take a while. Oh.
No.
Something,
any just came up. It's from the server. Check your email. Did you receive any email from eBay or not? Just check it. Like you told me that you have two emails, check that email as well.
Well, there's nothing on my laptop, that's for sure.
Okay, so what happening, ma'am, right now we just got the confirmation that you should receive an email, but you are not receiving any email from eBay. Because those fraudulent persons have got into your email address as well. That is the reason you are not receiving any confirmation about the order placed. So right
but
now we will...
Excuse me. My last email from eBay was 31 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So,
For the gift card purchase, they are blocking the purchase email like that. They are blocking the email that they are doing that. That's the reason. You're receiving the normal emails, but not for the purchase. That's correct? Did you receive any email that the purchase has been made for a gift card?
No.
Yeah, that is the reason. That is the reason, madam. They have got into your email address and they are doing that.
And has the purchase been cancelled now?
No, the purchase is right now not cancelled because we have to check each and everything one by one. Now, what you need to do, you need to check your account. You need to check your statement, the money got debited from your account or not right now.
What, my PayPal account?
No, not your PayPal, your bank account. Check your bank account statement. It is direct from your bank account. And if you check your statement, do let me know.
They don't have my bank account details.
You don't
do that.
Banking?
No, they don't have my bank account, do they?
Yes,
how can they have my bank
account? They have your information. That is the reason they have tried to purchase it.
Well, I haven't taken any money at this stage.
No? Okay. You are in your bank, but you see, check all your accounts.
I'm doing that.
When you are done, let me know, okay?
Yeah, well, right now.
Did you check the statement?
Yeah, I'm checking.
Okay.
And I haven't taken anything out of my bank account at this moment.
Okay. So right now, log out from your account. Log out from your account first. Log out?
Yeah.
Now, right now, I will talk with my manager and just ask them what kind of security I'm going to put over there on your system that we will block those overseas persons, okay, from the cell phone and from the computer as well.
All right. Are you going to ring me back?
No. Just hold for a moment. Just be on hold with me. Just be on hold with me, okay?
Are you going out?
Just hold for a moment. Let me ask my manager. What now? Are you on your computer or are you on your cell phone right now?
Both.
Both. Can you just be in front of your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. So right now.
Hang on. There's some incoming email.
Yes. Check that. Check the email. Check the email.
Well, it won't let me say. Yeah, that was one of the tickets.
Okay, now can you hear me, ma'am?
I can hear you.
Okay, now you need to listen to me carefully. This part is very important. Now, do you have any pen and a paper right now?
I do.
Yeah, you need to note down a case ID. We have registered a case ID against your information right now that your fraudulent activities are going on under your information. So note down a case ID.
Yes, I've got my pen and paper.
Capital letter A.
A.
S. S as in sugar.
S.
9-8.
9-8.
5-6.
5-6.
U-L.
U-L.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now this is the case ID we have just registered for the NCA department, the National Crime Agency, for the National Crime Agency. This is the government agency. Through this, they will simply block those overseas persons from all of your information which are being used by those Californian persons right now. So I have just registered a case ID. Right now, your call will be transferred directly to their department, and they will ask for the case ID. So you need to simply tell them this is my case ID, and I need to block the overseas illegal hackers from my system.
Is the NCA in the United
yes.
States or Australia? Because we have an NCA in Australia. Where is it?
Yeah, it's in Australia. It's in Australia. Australian NCA, not the United States NCA.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now you have got the case ID. Note down. Could you read back the case ID for me?
Capital A. 9856. Capital U. Capital L.
Correct. Now, right now your call will be directly transferred to their department. One of the executive or one of the supervisor will attend your call. And they will simply gonna ask your case ID, okay? So you need to tell them your case ID, okay?
And what is the name of your organization that you're calling from?
We are eBay Anti-Fraud. We are eBay Anti-Fraud Department. Right now your call will be transferred to, yes, eBay Anti-Fraud. When they block those overseas, the National Crime Agency will block those overseas illegal hackers from all of your system, then simply we are just going to cancel this purchase. From the eBay, automatically the purchases will be cancelled. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So just hold for a moment. Be online with me. Your call will be directly transferred to them.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with... Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Bolson. How are you doing today?
What's your name?
My name is Peter Bolson.
Peter? Wilson?
Yep.
All right, at the NCA.
Yes, right.
Okay,
now,
so what...
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Yeah, I believe that you're having a word with the EB department, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, either it's what it says it is, or I'm being scammed big time. I really don't know.
Like, may I know that what conversation that you had with the EB department? And after spoken to them, what do you have understood till now?
Yeah, and I've put something on my laptop called AnyDesk, and I hope it's not,
It is the security software through which they have connected you to the security server. Because your network, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. Now, I can take your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to compromise into your personal details. Now, could you just tell me that how many devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours? Like, how many devices which is connected with your internet connection normally?
Oh, well, actually, there are two laptops. Because my son's got one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, there are two laptops.
Okay.
And my phone at home.
Okay. Now, as I can check your internet history, I can see that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address.
There are not more than 10 devices. We've got two laptops in this house.
That's what I tried to explain it to you, that apart from you, there are people from overseas countries who are already been established on the same internet IP address of yours. Okay? Now, let me show you that thing so that it will gonna clear all of your doubts and you can able to understand it in a very better way. All right? Now, are you in front of your laptop at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, now what you can see on your laptop, minimize all the pages and come back to your home screen and just do let me know.
Uh-huh. So I'm back to the home screen. And lo and behold, there's any desk.
All right. Now if you want to raise the Windows key along with the letter R, R for Robert. And press the both keys together at the same point of time. Windows and R.
Where's the Windows key? I don't have a Windows key.
Look on your keyboard. On the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, there should be a CTRL control key.
Oh, there's control, there's FN, and there is a Windows key. I've never used it.
Yes, yes, yes. You need to press down that Windows key along with the letter R, R for Robert, and place the boot keys together at the same point of time.
Yeah, all right. I've done that, and I get something up called Run.
Okay, now, what is written on that Run box? Is
type the name of the
there?
Yes,
yeah.
Well, there's nothing in the open box.
Okay, now over there, type there, C for Charlie, C.
Capital or small?
Small, in small letters. C for Charlie.
C.
M for mother.
M.
D for doctor.
D.
It should be CMD.
Yeah, I've got CMD, yes.
Now, give a click on OK.
Okay.
Now what came
and
up?
C:// users/Judith Yeah, carrot, yeah. It's a part of a computer I'm never going to.
Can you see somewhere a cursor is blinking?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to show you what is the current network status of yours. All right. Now on that box, type there, N for November, the letter N.
Do I type that in?
Yes.
N.
E for
egg. N. E.
Yes.
E for egg.
Yes. T
yes.
For Tokyo.
T for Tokyo.
Yeah. S for sugar.
S.
T for Tokyo.
T.
A for, like, what do you have got? Could you just tell me?
N-E-T-S-T. And the curve is clicking up.
A for Alpha. Then T for Tokyo.
T. N. Oh, NetStat, yeah. Go on.
Yeah. Now, NetStat is the short form of network status. Now, I'm going to show you what is the current network status of yours, all right? So, you can able to understand it in a better way. Now, press Enter key from your keyboard and do let me know what do you see over there.
Active connections, including foreign addresses. Oh, there's more coming up.
Okay.
Oh, there's heaps of them coming up.
Look at the left-hand side. Can you see active connections local address on the left-hand side?
Oh. Hang on. It keeps coming up.
All right, take your time.
Local address.
Yeah, can
and
you
then
see
it
that
says,
on the... Yeah. Now, these look at the left-hand side. There should be the local IP addresses. Now, these are the IP addresses which is belongs to you. Whenever you went down to any website, search something on the Google, these are the IP addresses which is belongs to you. And look at the right hand side, can you see anything like foreign addresses?
Yeah, lots of them.
Yes. Now can you understand that these are the foreign IP addresses which we are receiving from your server? Now these are the people who are coming from the overseas countries and they are being established on your internet connection. Now just besides to that foreign IP addresses, can you see state?
And it always says established.
Yeah, now can you understand that these are these people that who are already been established on your whole internet connection and they are trying to compromise into your details because you didn't know that. These are the people are using your network. So that means, till now, whatever the activities you have done on your whole internet connection, they have got all the information, they have got all the details, all right? Now, like suppose, whatever the activities you do on the internet, like you do emails on the internet, online shopping on the internet, or online banking, all this information is being affected by these hackers because they can able to see whatever you do on these internet platforms. Okay, so we need to go ahead and remove these foreign IP addresses, those have been established on your internet connection. Do you got that?
Well, I just removed the lot, don't I?
You can't ever just do that, like, you can't just simply delete them from there. It's not like that you can able to delete that malicious and junk files and these people from your internet connection like that. Because they are capturing all the information out of your personal, you know, through your internet IP address. And they have been compromising to your IP address. So they are pretending it's to be you, and they are misusing with your details and with your information. They are also searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities. Okay?
Well, so how do I get rid of them?
Yeah, we need to go ahead and we need to remove all these malicious and junk files from your internet server. Now, could you just tell me that what is the most important website that you do on this internet platform that you want to secure first?
No.
Your email? Yeah.
So, do I have to nominate every website I ever want to go and visit?
Yes, they, you know, like they have got all the personal information of yours because they are using your IP address. Whenever, whatever the things you do on the internet, including emails, online shopping, or any online banking, they get to know all the information of yours. So that is how they are keep targeting you to get into your personal details and doing some unusual things on it. All right. Now, as I can see that they have already tried to make some charges through the eBay. Now, they are not only using the eBay platform. They are using your personal information and your bank account details to several applications like eBay, Amazon, and they are trying to charge these sort of amounts. Now, today you are lucky enough that your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. That is us. Now, we are the government employees who work for our government and we deal with all the cyber fraud activities in all over Australia, right? Now, we can see that there is lots of fraudulent charges which has been tried to be made and attempted from the account number ending with 4539. I believe that this account is belongs to you.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need to go ahead and remove all these malicious and junk files from your whole internet server. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your account and just do let me know?
Yeah, hang on. I'm just trying to check something. Yeah. Now, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, you just log in into your account and check the statement because as I can see that recently they have already tried to make some more transactions from your account. So we need to block all the charges which is not authorized by you. You have already mentioned to the eBay department that you haven't, you know, ordered anything or you haven't purchased anything through the eBay or from any other website that the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, specifically, I haven't ordered a whole lot of gift cards from somewhere
now,
in California.
Right. Yes, right. Now, the thing is that it might be happened that today they have tried to charge about $299. Now, it might be happened like day after tomorrow or from tomorrow, they can charge the whole amount of money from your bank account. So we don't want that without your permission, anyone can take any money out of your bank account, right?
Well, I have to get through the security that the bank has, don't they?
Yeah, so you need to go ahead and log in into your bank once and just to let me know so that we can block all the charges which is not authorized by you.
Well, I logged into my bank.
Yeah, because it's not appear on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction and it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours.
Can you see my screen? Look, when I used to work in a university, but the IT people could see my screen from IT if I had a problem.
Nobody in this reality can able to see your screen, all right? You are connected to the security server, okay? So no one in this world can able to see your screen because you are connected to the security network at this point of time. Okay. So have you checked your statement?
Now, what do you want?
Yeah, have you logged in onto your account?
Yes.
Now, you can log out from the bank and come back to your home screen.
Yes.
And do let me know once you come back to the home screen.
Well, I'll have to log off the bank now.
Yeah, it can do that.
I don't understand why I had to do that.
minimize that screen. Minimize all the pages and come back to the home screen.
I'm logged out of the bank now.
Yeah, now minimize all the pages, whatever you can see.
Yeah. I'm just getting rid of everything.
Minimize the screen and come back. Okay, you can minimize the screen as well.
What, the screens I'm looking at? Well, I've got rid of them all now. Now, I've got this Windows thing looking at it.
Okay.
What about it?
Okay, now you do one thing. Place the Windows key and the letter R key together, like you have done it before.
Now, can you say that slowly?
You do one thing, you place the Windows key and the letter R key together at the same point of time.
Oh. Windows R. It's not raising it, it's depressing it. Raise R, yeah. Now, why does it say Z? Yeah, go on.
Okay, now can you see any run box came out on your screen?
Can I see any what?
Any run box?
Yeah, I've got a run box, yes.
On the run box, erase whatever is written and type there M for mother, M.
M?
Yeah, then R for Robert.
R?
Then T for Tokyo.
T?
It should be MRT.
MRT, yes, I've got MRT.
Yeah, now give a click on OK.
Give a click on yes. Yes.
Now
can
see any option like next? Can you see any option it says next?
Yes. Something about malicious software removal.
Yes. Now what do you see? Can you see full scan?
Yes.
Give a click on that, then give a click on next or continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now something's happening.
Yes.
Well, it's scanning the card.
Can you see Microsoft removal tool?
With Microsoft Windows malicious software, full scan and progress. And it's scanning the hard drive.
Yeah, now can you see that on the top it says Microsoft Windows malicious software removal tool? Can you see that?
I can see.
A green line is going on somewhere.
Yes, slowly.
Yeah, so it will, you know, like removing all the malicious and junk files from your internet server, alright?
Well, I've got a blank.
Okay, sometimes, for the security purpose, sometimes your internet will, your server will get black, your screen, or sometime it will disappear. Now, once you get to see anything changes on your screen, just do let me know.
Well, actually, the screen came back.
Okay, so it's from the server. Okay, now what we are going to do, we need to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. So once you get to see anything changes on your screen, just let me know.
Yeah, well, the screen's gone black again.
Okay. Now, it's from the server. Like, sometime it will come up, sometime it will disappear. Okay. Now, once you get to see anything changes, just let me know.
I've got pictures coming up, and they've gone again.
Now you just leave it. You just leave it. Your the way it is, and you just come back to your mobile phone, and just do let me know. All right.
Yeah. Well.
And in the meantime, just allow me some moment. Let me check that what we can do about it. We are just removing all these malicious and junk files from your internet connection. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just allow me some moment. You there?
Yeah.
I thought we got disconnected. Now just allow me some moment. Just hold on for a moment.
Okay.
There and don't touch the computer because it's removing all the malicious and junk files from your internet server. All right?
Okay.
All right. Don't touch the computer. You just leave the computer the way it is.
All right.
Okay. Now, once you get to see anything changes on your screen, just do let me know.
All right.
And apart from you, like, have you shared any of your banking information to anybody before?
No, of course not.
Okay. Right. Now, just allow me some moment. You there?
Yes.
Yeah, now what we are going to do, we have to go ahead and put the firewall security on your internet connection. So you will gonna receive a firewall code on your mobile phone. But make sure it has only 10 seconds of validity. And after 10 seconds, the code will gonna get expired. Alright? Because the hackers are controlling your devices. Okay? So within 10 seconds, you will gonna receive that message. You need to open up that message quickly. As in, within 10 seconds, we need to confirm the code.
What? Confirm on my phone?
Yes, on your phone. So once you receive that message, open up the message and do let me know. Or else you can just leave that the way it is. All right?
All right.
Now, you just open up that message.
Yes.
Now just allow me some moment. Now you do one thing, delete that message quickly because it has only 10 seconds of validity. So delete that message, the message that you have received. All right?
So it's only on the phone.
It would come from anywhere. So delete that message. Okay? So just delete that message and come back to your home screen.
Well, I can't see a way of deleting it, so it's...
Back at the
digital. Oh. Delete.
Yes. Now, delete that message.
Well, I'm trying to. Yeah. Move to recycle bin. All right. Yeah.
And like in the meantime, I ask you that it is the all the accounts it is belongs to you or is this a joint account?
Well,
it's
joint account belongs to the household. Why?
No, the bank that I'm talking about, that is this the bank account is belongs to you or someone else?
Yes, it's wrong person.
Okay, now have you shared the card details to anybody before?
No.
All right. Now we need to go ahead and we need to cancel all the charges which is not authorized by you. All right. So just allow me some moment. Let me check that what we can do about it. All right. Now we need to cancel the charges. Now for that reason, it will take some time to cancel all the charges because there are lots of fraudulent charges which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account. So that is a reason. So just allow me a moment. It will.
I don't believe anybody has succeeded in taking anything from my account. I watch it, and I don't think anyone. I don't believe anyone has managed to take any money from my account.
No, have you? Do you know that before that, the peoples from overseas countries have been established on your network? You didn't know that because you don't have got any idea about it. So that is the reason why. Like they are keep doing these sort of things, and they are using your identifications for that. So we need. Yes, go on.
Is this about my PayPal account?
It's not only the PayPal. They are keep using your identification for doing some sort of unusual activities. So
they're
that is the reason why.
They're using my IP address. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, right. But now just allow me some moment.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, come to.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just working on it. Just hold on for a moment. Yep. And when did the last time you used your card for the last time?
Oh, I don't know. I tried to use it today, actually. Hey.
Okay, no.
The screen on the laptop is still blank. Absolutely blank.
Okay, it will gonna come up somewhere after some time. Could you just tell me that apart from this bank, do you banking with any other bank?
No.
Okay. And when did you last time you used that card for the last time? Today?
Which card is that? What's the number of the card? The last four digits.
Which is linked with your everyday Axis account, the account number ending with 4539. I believe that you have got the debit card from that account. Am I correct?
Well, actually, that card's dead. I cancelled it a couple of weeks ago.
You have cancelled the card?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
And have you applied for a new card?
Oh, I've got it.
You have got that? So, I believe that it is linked, it is also linked with your everyday Axis account. Am I correct?
Yes.
It is through that card, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. So, that is the reason why we need to go ahead and activate the security from there. Okay? So, yes, I'm here.
I just got an attempted call, that one of those ones that comes up in red, spam message. Do you know about that?
Yeah, maybe the hackers are trying to interrupt us because they don't want that we will going to activate the security. So that is the reason why they are doing this. Okay? Now, in that case, you do one thing. Yes, because the hackers are fully control your whole internet network. So that is how they are keep trying to compromise into your details. Now, could you just tell me that when did you last time you went to your bank for the last time?
Oh, I don't know. Ages ago.
When did?
About two weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago. Went in person or logged in online?
Yeah. No, went in person.
A couple of weeks ago. Why should that matter?
No, I'm just asking you because we need to go ahead and find out that what is going on exactly on your bank account. So just allow me some moment. Just give me a moment. Okay, now you do one thing. What we need to do, we need to protect your card from these hackers that the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted. So we need to put the firewall security on your whole internet connection and we need to protect your card as well. Now you do one thing, what you need to do is just be handy with your debit card once.
I'm not asking
any of your personal information. Did I ask you of your debit card details?
Well, I thought you were going to.
No, not at all. Like, we didn't authorize to ask any of the confidential details from the customer. So don't worry about it, all right? Now, the thing is that they are keep charging from the new debit card, okay? That is the reason why the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted. Now, what we need to do, you need to upload your debit card on your banking server. So, for that, what we need to do, we need to protect your network and we need to put the firewall security over there. Now, you do one thing, you just take a picture of your debit card in your mobile phone. And once you've done that, just let me know.
No, I'm not going to do that because the bank, I've already activated the new card with the bank and the bank knows what it is and the bank's got its own security. So I don't need to give you that information about my debit card.
I'm not asking for any debit card information. What you are talking about? I just tell you to take a picture of your debit card. That's what I said.
Well, if I do that, it's then on my phone. And
yes,
got access
it's going
to
stay on your phone. Nobody have got the access on that.
Then why do you want me to do it?
Because you are doing it for your betterment. You have to upload that picture on your banking server, and you will gonna do that by your own hand. And you don't have to send that picture to anybody. It would be on your mobile phone only.
But my bank already knows all about that. If it's between
me
and
the person, it's not about the person that I'm talking about. I'm talking to you for so long. Do you think that I'm just asking you any of your personal details to you? Any
circumstances? I'm not sure who you are. I know somebody rang me this morning and said someone had attempted a fraudulent purchase on my PayPal. And since then,
I'm going to show you where you are connected to, all right? Now, on your phone, what do you see on your phone at the moment?
0431-456-485.
Okay, now you do one thing, swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
And open up the AnyDesk application on your phone. It look like a red color icon. White color is that.
Yeah.
Now, can you see the numbers?
303-221-706. Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you see any option? It says start now.
Start recording or casting with any.
Yeah. Give a click
start
on start
now.
Give a click on start now.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see on the top? Can you see any option? It came up like NCA department. Can you see that?
Yes. And
so you are connected. Yeah, you are connected. Now that means you are connected to the National Crime Agency at this point of time. So you don't need to worry about it.
It was called the National Crime Authority. If you work for
National
them,
Crime,
why would you get their name wrong? NCA, National Crime Authority.
Yeah, it's National Crime Agency. It should be NCA. The short form of the National Crime Agency is NCA. That is National Crime
Agency.
It's National Crime Agency, not Authority.
Well, I don't believe that.
You can search it on the Google as well, if you want.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here we go. And my laptop's now gone dead. National Crime. National Crime Agency. There's a National Crime Agency in the UK. National Crime Agency. But there's also something called National Crime Authority, because I hear about it all the time on Radio National.
Yeah, no, we are from the National Crime Agency, actually, so that is the reason.
National Crime Authority Services Australia. Wound up in December 2002. So you're the National Crime Agency. All right. Oh, God help me.
Okay, now that is the reason why now the hackers have already got the banking information and the card details of yours. So that is the reason why they have already been charged that amount which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account. So that is why I say to take a picture of your debit card, and you need to do that by your own self. I'm not asking for any of your banking information because we are not authorized to ask you.
Okay.
Okay? So you just take a picture and... Sorry?
Yeah, but why? Why do I need a picture of that?
Because you need to upload that picture on your banking server. So that is the reason why. You need to take that picture and just let me know.
I don't need to upload that. I don't need to upload that to the bank because the bank has all the information it needs about that.
Because it is also been compromised. The banking information has been compromised. So that is the reason why I have told you to take a picture. You don't have to upload it.